Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I wish you could turn those songs up louder. Those live songs are difficult, though. Well, today is January 1st, 2012. It's hard to believe it already. The new year's here. Our message is going to be just on that, a new year. A new year, a fresh start, a new beginning, a time to start over. Do over. We don't get a do over on 2011, but we get a new start, a new place to focus, a new hope for a better year. The word tells us in Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. A change. Fresh start and a new beginning for a new year. A lot of people see this as that. A new time to be able to dwell, you know, fresh start, January 1. They seek things differently in their lives. They hope for a better year, a more prosperous year, maybe to lose weight. They set all kinds of resolutions. Draw closer to the Lord, be a better person, all those types of things. But there's something about the beginning of a new year that brings hope and a fresh start to a lot of people, and even a lot of Christians. They just see it as a way to, you know, start fresh, back to the beginning of a year, different way, a different way of doing things, hopefully better than the way we ended the previous year. There are many examples in Scripture of new beginnings. Well, I just pulled out a few that stuck out in my mind as I was studying, as the Lord moved into my heart. First, of course, one of the more popular ones is Noah. We all know the story of Noah, how he went on the ark and was on there for 40 days. But when he came off, the Lord made a promise for a new beginning. A covenant was made with man at that point. And the word tells us in Genesis chapter 9, verses 15 and 16, "And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall be no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth." The rainbow was a symbol to all creatures at that time of the new covenant, that the Lord would not destroy the earth with water, with a flood again. It was a new beginning. Adam, or Noah and his family, were told to go about and replenish the land. A fresh new beginning. Talk about a slate wiped clean. The flood had destroyed everything. Everything. There was no trees. All but what was on the ark. That's all that was saved. Everything else was gone. They were giving a fresh start, a new beginning. Another one that we can see was Moses. After he led the people out of Egypt, you know, they traveled for 40 years in the wilderness before they actually reached the promised land. But when you stop and think about it, their deliverance and their covenant, their new beginning, started the moment they successfully crossed the Red Sea. The word tells us in Exodus chapter 14, verses 30 and 31, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." At that point, they seen their past. It's kind of the same type of thing happens to us when we become a new creature in Christ. The dead is passed away. The old is no longer. We become new creatures. The same happened with the people. Once they had crossed the promised land and was led out of Egypt, which, by the way, Egypt represented sin. Once they were led out of that bondage, which is what sin does to you, places you in bondage. They crossed the Red Sea. They looked back. They seen their past. They seen all the Egyptians dead on the shore. And at that point, even though they still had much more to face than the 40 years that they were to go through before reaching the promised land, they still had a fresh start. From that point on, they had a new beginning. They could live their life any way they chose. And there were many times within that time period that they questioned Moses, that they doubted the Lord, just as we do, even after we have become a new creature in Christ. They had their doubts. They had their fears. They spoke out against the Lord. Many of them were slain because of it. But that was their fresh start. That was their new beginning. Now, I mentioned, and what about our new beginning that we're given through Christ? How we draw close unto Him and rely on Him to bring about the changes within us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When you stand and proclaim Christ as your Savior and invite Him into your heart and allow Him to begin to cleanse you and change you, that's where your new beginning is. No longer are you the person that you once were. Your friends change, your interests change, your demeanor changes, your personality changes. The things that you once desired become no longer, and you seek more things of Christ, more things of God. You change. Ephesians 2, 12 through 16 tells us that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Jesus Christ ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. The scriptures sound familiar to you. But it talks about what happens when you become a new creature in Christ. The things that you were prior, walking in this world without hope, walking in the world without the Lord, Christ comes into your life, tears down that wall between you and God, and unites you and God as one body by the cross. And that's what that means. That's another new beginning. That actually is a new beginning in your life. You have your physical birth. You have your rebirth as you are born again in Christ, in spirit. Those are new beginnings that we can see. And there are many more in Scripture. I just pulled out a couple that came to my mind quickly. We receive those new beginnings and we become changed. We draw closer to the Lord. Do we always do a good job? Not necessarily. We all make mistakes. We have, we seek forgiveness. But our goal is to strive to be more like Christ. And you guys heard that a lot, especially at the end of last year, with all the messages that the Spirit brought. We need to make sure that we are moving forward, that we're gaining wisdom, that we are gaining knowledge, and that we are actually doing a better job for God. We're at the beginning of a new year. Many people recommit their lives to the Lord at this time. Because there's something about the start of a new year that gives us the feeling of a fresh start, a new beginning. It's just, there's just something about it, the beginning of the year. In reality, there is no difference between December 31st and January 1st. Nothing mystical happens at midnight. Unless you're like me and you get woke up by somebody that was unexpected. But nothing magical appears at midnight. It's the same. Maybe it's our ability to be able to make a better commitment to God at that time, because it's symbolic of a new beginning, because it's a new year and symbolic of that. But as creatures of habit, many seek to make resolutions that almost seem impossible to reach. I myself, years ago, stopped making resolutions. I seen them as a reminder of something that a burden basically that I placed upon myself that was not obtainable. A lot of times, New Year's resolutions don't succeed. That's why the fitness clubs like it, New Year's resolutions, because most of them are that people say they're going to get in shape and lose weight. And you'll go to the gym for the entire month of January, and it'll be really, really busy. And as the year goes on, you see less and less faces. All those failed resolutions. I don't know about you guys, but I have enough failure in my life daily that the devil likes to remind me about. I don't need that too. Besides that, the word does tell us that it's better to not make a covenant with God if you can't keep it. Any kind of covenant that you make with the Lord, you're supposed to keep. He keeps his covenants with us. And the word does tell us that you shouldn't make it. If you don't think that you'll keep it, you just shouldn't make it at all. You can strive to do the things that you want to do, but you can't make promises. Don't make promises that you can't keep, basically, is the way it works. So really, although Scripture speaks neither for or against them, resolutions, it's important for us to realize the reason behind our motivation and to understand that no matter what the commitment, if God is not the center of it, it's not going to succeed. If it's not God's will, you'll be all right for a couple months, January, February, but if it's not of God's will, I can guarantee by the end of the year, you're not going to be doing whatever you wanted to do. If it is God's will for something to be fulfilled, He will enable it to be done. If it doesn't honor God, or it's not in agreement with God's word, you're not going to receive the help from the Lord that's needed to complete the resolution. This resolution that we've made that we think is going to make us happy. If it's not in agreement with God's will, and if it's not according to God's word, you're not going to succeed. Now, I'm not going to tell you that not getting in shape and creating a better temple for your body is not of God's word. But remember, God knows what's in your heart. So are you doing it for vain reasons because you just want to look good, or are you truly doing it because you want to glorify the Lord? It all has to do with your reasoning behind the resolution and whether or not you truly mean it, because God knows. Even if other people don't, God knows what's in your heart. And if you're just trying to do it out of your own pride, pride goeth before the fall, right? The word tells us in Psalms 37, 5 and 6, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. God is able And only God is able to give us the fresh start that we seek for this new year. Ecclesiastes 3 says, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. He also hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work of God, the work that God maketh from the beginning to end. I know there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." God makes everything beautiful in his time, by his hand. Let's not forget who's truly in control. Right? Now, a lot of people always doubt me when I say everything of God is perfect, done in his perfect will and his perfect timing. And I've always believed that in my heart, but last night I actually found scripture to back it up. I was so excited. I knew it was in there. And I knew what I was feeling was right, and I knew what I was feeling was from the Holy Spirit and from the Lord. That God does everything perfectly. And if it doesn't seem right in your heart, if it just doesn't seem perfect, if everything doesn't go perfectly, truly it's not of the Lord. The scripture is Ecclesiastes 3:14. The word says, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him." What is of God is perfect, done his way, lasts forever, unconditionally. God is the one that can give us the fresh start. The Lord is the one that can draw us closer to him, place those desires in our heart that we would be better people, better children to him, better treat each other better, better family, better friend. All these things. A lot of times people use this time, this beginning, the beginning of a new year, January 1, as that type of starting point to become that better person. But perhaps as you look back over 2011, you feel disappointed. Maybe the year allotted more time for tears than laughter. More time for uprooting than planting. More time for tearing down than building up. But remember, God has a purpose for everything. And that we need to be sure that we are trusting that a beautiful plan is unfolding in our lives. And it will be shown and brought to completion in his time. In God's time, not in ours, as all things are done perfectly in his time, by his hand. Make no mistake about it, it is a mighty work that God is doing. Even though we don't think that or we may not see it, all these things have a purpose. And nothing is done that is not of his will. Let us never forget the new beginning, fresh start, and brighter hope that was given to us when the Lord led us to seek that rebirth. That's the greatest beginning we received. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, the word says, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made righteous, might be made in the righteousness of God in him. Don't allow the cross of Christ to be done in vain in your life. There was a purpose and a reason why Christ died on the cross for us, and it was so that we may be reconciled back to God. And that's what the Lord seeks for each and every one of us. By understanding that is where your rebirth is. That's where your fresh start is. It's never too late to commit to the Lord. And even at the beginning of a new year, use this as that starting point to allow your life to be changed. But we should always remember that it's not just on January 1 that a fresh start is given. Lamentations 3 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore I will hope in him." Every day you can have a fresh start. The Lord's mercies are renewed daily. So even if you fail today, tomorrow you get if you feel you need a new start, you need to do over, you need to do better, you'll still have one tomorrow. It's not just January 1 where you receive that fresh start. It's every morning. And how you choose to live out your days determines your attitude when your feet hit the floor. When you wake up in the morning, you can choose what type of day you're going to have. If you will use it to glorify God, or if it will be a defeat for you. But never forget that there is always a new start every day as the Lord's mercies are renewed. My final scriptures to you today come from 1 Peter 1:3. The word says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Once again, we have received hope, knowing that Christ came and paid the penalty for our sins. This is a new year. We have a new start. If you feel you need one, I encourage you to take advantage of it. Do what is necessary in your life to become closer to the Lord, to strive to be better. The Lord is returning. We don't know when, but it is coming, and we need to make sure that we are ready. Do what's necessary. Make the commitment to the Lord to receive that new start with a new year, to be a better child to him and sing his praises. And maybe with the Lord's blessings, we'll be able to plant many more seeds and receive the fruit this year that we've been praying for. I hope that you all welcomed in this new year last night, and that you would continue to draw closer to the Lord each and every day for whatever is needed in your life, and that the Lord would always hear your prayers. Amen. That's the word for today. Does anybody have anything to add? Any questions? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.